Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, Already in Progress.
We give thanks to God and the Father for our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Praying always for you. Praise the Lord. Go on to the next verse.
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints.
You know, I really think that if we did meet that criteria and we had faith like that and we all prayed like that, and before we leave here today, I want us to pray the right way for all these people, you know, like not the way I would pray for George, but the way we should pray for George. You know, we want everybody to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, do we not? Because we realize that when we pray right, God can move on somebody's heart. He can change their heart and He can make them great men and women and use them mightily for His glory. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints. Now, if you hear people praying like we should be praying, the prayers that we pray should dictate that. People should know that we're sons and daughters of the Most High God because of the way we pray one for another. Right? In other words, let's just right now, let me show you the way we're supposed to do this. One of the couples that goes to church here called in and contacted us before church and said, will you please pray for us? They're both down, not feeling well. So, in fact, it's Betty and Bill Wagner. Both of them are not feeling well today. And also for Pastor Jeff. Okay, well then, Father, in the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we come to you and we repent of our sins. We remit our sins and we remit their sins, and we want you to know how much we love them, Lord. Now we ask you to be merciful to them, and after we remit their sins and their shortcomings, we ask you to be merciful to them, to restore them, to heal them, to raise them up, and give them knowledge, wisdom, revelation, and understanding of your mighty word, and use Betty and Bill in a mighty way to bring glory and honor to your name. And we thank you for their complete restoration, their complete healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for their healing. Now, is that the way a Christian should pray for another Christian? Yes, that's what we should pray. So you notice there was never anything in there where Lord did go ahead and kill him. We didn't pray like that, did we? And we don't want to pray like that. It's very tempting when you're praying, you know, for somebody else, it's very tempting that you want to ask the Lord to do something serious, so take them out. But we know that's not God's way. So, Lord, we need you to soften those king's hearts, Obama's heart, Donald Trump's heart, everybody, Lord, we ask you to soften all of them's heart and make them more like Jesus so we can live in peace in America. Wow, thank you, Lord. Okay, next verse.
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doeth also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Wow.
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Okay, right there. Let's stop there for a second. Go back one more verse, back to 6. Yeah, for by him were all things made. Everything. So there's not anything exists that he didn't make. So now then, if he made everything, if he made George, does he love George? Yeah. Did he make you?
Yes.
Does he love you?
Yes.
Yes. Let me ask you this question. If he made all of us, why do we have such a hard time getting along together? Wow. All things were made by him that are in heaven and in earth, both invisible and visible, whether they be the thrones or dominions or powers. Everything was created, was made by him and for him and for his glory. I stop and think about all these things that God made and how he does so many things with so many people and puts us all on this earth together and gives us all something to do. And it is amazing how that God can make all things, everything. Wow. Go to the next verse.
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
In other words, isn't it amazing that God can make everything? He can make you feel good right now, or he can make you feel lousy right now. He can make you be alive and well right now, or he can make you be dead in the next second. You know, he can do anything he wants to do, anything. But he gives us this power and dominion and authority for all things. Wow, everything consists. Verse 8.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. That's
like
for
that
sure.
One.
Yeah, I like that one too. He can make me clean and pure and holy in his presence.
Amen.
Wow, that is something. By the blood of his flesh, the body of his flesh,
through death.
Through death. I'm washed in the blood. Are you washed in the blood?
Yes, I am washed.
If there's anybody in here today that's not washed in the blood, that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they need to accept Jesus before this day is over. You agree?
Amen.
There's anything on this earth you need to make sure that you know today you're a believing believer. If you're a believing believer, then you're going to go to heaven when you die. If you're not a believing believer, you're an unbelieving believer, and when you die, you get to go to a place called a lake of fire. And I don't think I'm going to sign up for that.
No.
I don't want to go there. Praise the Lord. Wow. Wow. Next verse.
If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Praise God!
Stop and think about that a second. That's a little more than you can stomach, to stop and think of this mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world, now is made known to those that are believers, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. Not only can you forgive sin, not only can you take the word of God and remit people's sins, you can remit your own sins. You have been given this great and awesome power and authority that Cheryl jumped off the page there a while ago, and Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can't beat that, can you?
No.
In other words, if we know that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and we have the power to remit sins, anytime we have anybody in our house, anywhere, anything wrong with them, we should be remitting their sins and praying the prayer of faith for them, laying hands on them or something. We should not do nothing. Because if we do nothing, what can God do? He can do nothing. But if we can pray and touch people in his name, what can he do?
Everything.
That's exactly right.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return in our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.